What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
What the fuck?
Such epic opening music. I love it.
It's just some piece of library music I found somewhere, and I threw it underneath Ed and my voice. But so you can hear Jillian is with me. I am Josh Hadley, and this is What the Fuck on Jackalope Radio. We need to get the Adam and Eve promo out of the way. We got another kind of packed show, but Adam and Eve, go to adamandeve.com.
Packed, and we're talking about porn stuff.
I didn't say, like, you know, fudge packed or anything.
And then yeah.
So go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code WHAT, and you get 3 free DVDs on top of getting 50% off of a single item in your order, and free shipping, and a free mystery gift. You're going to make everything sexual, aren't you?
I am, and you just go with it.
I'm fine with it. I'm smiling. You can hear me. You can hear me smiling. But go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code WHAT to get all that great stuff, and then buy something to help get us a commission, if nothing else. Come on, guys, help a guy out here.
You can send me sexy lingerie, and then I'll model it, and we'll post little pictures once we get the What the Fuck Facebook site up.
Well,
soon to come.
And people can buy me sex toys. I could use a fleshlight, or people want to give me anal beads, butt plugs, if you guys want to.
There's a lot of people out there that want to fuck the cynicism out of you. That's still going on Brad's page there.
I saw that. You guys can buy a sex toy for me, buy a sex toy for Jillian. I'm sure she won't display that in a video, but you never know. I don't know, you know, if we get her really, really drunk.
Maybe. Yeah, on second thought, don't order lingerie for me because I really don't want to know what people think my size. 8 extra large. Oh, come on. Extra. Oh, come on. I'm not that small. I'm not that big. It won't be pretty. Hold on. I need to clarify. Before we got into this, I said fudge packer, and I wasn't commenting upon fudge packers, but it is a quote from Cannibal the Musical where they offer Packer some fudge. Just saying.
Oh, no. I always had this joke. What if that was your actual job? Like, you packed big pieces of fudge to send out to stores into boxes, and your job was a fudge packer.
They did that on South Park, I believe, with Tom Cruise, where he was working for, like, a fudge packing company, and he got very angry.
Back when I worked at Channel 26, we had, obviously, I'm out of Green Bay, so the Packers were really big, and they made a Packer, you know, like a Packer helmet, out of fudge, and the anchor on the air said, if you want to get your very own fudge packer, the entire crew just broke up laughing, because she didn't get it. She didn't get what she said. So if you want to get your very own fudge packer.
Oh, fudge.
Okay there, Ralphie. Okay, Ralphie.
They had Ralphie fudge. Because I got everybody a little, like, Christmas story themed stuff for Christmas. And they had, like, Ralphie's fudge with his face on it.
Do you have to eat it in slow motion?
No, because my mom makes, like, the best fudge in the whole world, so I didn't get that. But I got the candy canes, where they have a picture of Flick licking it, so it looks like his tongue stuck to the candy cane.
Yeah, well, considering he became a gay porn star, it's probably not the worst thing he's had his tongue in.
Ew.
He
used the promo code what?
I'm not kidding. He became a gay porn star.
I think I remember that. I don't know. I knew he was a porn star. I don't know if he was a gay porn star. I just didn't want that image in my head, because now every time I watch A Christmas Story, it just won't be right, just as American Pie ruined Rookie of the Year for me, and let's see what else. Lucas from The Wizard ended up being a child molester, so that ruined my childhood there, and then the Dean from Ferris Bueller's Day Off was also a pedophile, so kind of when you look at those movies, and of course, you know, who's another stuff, but it's just like, no, why?
Their real life experiences actually taint the movie for you.
It does. Not that there's anything wrong with being, you know, in this kind of segues in, porn star or gay porn star. Is just one of those, it's like, you see them as kids, and you just look at them differently when you know of them older and what they become, like, not in a bad way, but just more so as, yeah, you grew up to do porn. This is just weird.
He grew up to take it in the ass for a living.
Yeah. Well, it was like I said, Rookie of the Year with, like, that tornado tongue scene or whatever with Tara Reid, where he's, like, trying to make her orgasm. And it's like you go back and watch Rookie of the Year, and I'm sure a lot of people would be like, why would you want to do that? It's a childhood thing. It's just like, you know, with this little screeching voice, and you're like, oh, no, no, no.
All three current Republican nominees for, or current nominees for the Republican ticket, all have come out and said, if they are elected, of course, after repealing Obamacare, because that's, you know, the biggest threat in the world, apparently, is giving everybody health care. After repealing Obamacare, their next biggest mission will be to outlaw pornography in America.
Because that'll create more jobs.
Well, and they don't say
100,000 people out of work.
Well, and they don't say that they want it regulated or anything. They all, I want it outlawed. Pornography is evil. Pornography, I mean, first of all, can you imagine, let's just say for the sake of argument, they had some sort of means to block pornography on the internet, okay? I know that's laughable.
Porn is bad, okay?
Right. Let's just say for the sake of argument, they can block porn on the internet. All it would do is drive it even more underground. You'd still be able to get it. It's like prohibition. Alcohol is illegal.
Once something exists, you cannot wipe it out. It's the same with the abortion. So it's like if you wipe anything out, people are going to find a way, you know, outside of it, and then you run the risk of bad things happening because it's on the DL. And even like with the porn, you know, you've got people going to, like with anything, sets and things like that, and then it's just a ruse to murder and rape somebody, or in reverse order.
Well, it's the same thing with prostitution. I've always said prostitution should be legal. Then the girls would have to be tested. You'd be able to tax their income for once, and therefore help out your state. You'd be able to regulate it and keep it safe. What's the downside to this?
Yeah, and I mean, technically, porn is just prostitution with a video camera. And so I don't know if I made that joke on the show before where I was like, yeah, if you want to do prostitution, just set up a video camera. If you get busted, just say you're making a porno. I mean, yeah, how is that different from like any, you know, celebrity sex tapes, things like that? I mean, people will monopolize on anything, whether it be, you know, sex. And I mean, they've got the escort services, and I don't even know if 1% of those services are legit, you know? I mean, they have ways around the books and things like that, so they don't really get caught, but you know what you're doing when you call an escort service. I mean, you're not, I need a date to the party and I didn't want to take my cousin. Oh, you're on the up and up. No, you're calling to maybe wine and dine, but you're going to get a fuck afterwards.
Well, back when I worked at Channel 26, we had to do an undercover sting for an escort service to see if they'd come. They had just gotten busted the night before. And the story was going to be, are they so desperate that they'll still come out to the same hotel that they were busted at the previous night? Well, no one, I mean, obviously the anchor or the reporter can't do it because they're on TV. People would recognize
them. Did you pull a Chris Hansen? Be like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
No, hold on. Let me finish the story. So, So one of the photographers was going to do it. Well, his wife wouldn't let him. So they're going around and trying to find someone to be the John in this. Well, take a guess where this story goes if I'm telling it.
Dun, da, da, da.
Yes. I became the John. We set up hidden cameras. We got the hotel. And I really pissed off one of the photogs when I used his name to sign into the hotel register under. He didn't find that very funny. We get to the hotel. We set up all these hidden cameras. And I've got $600 to spend. Now,
sorry. I went to the comic book store instead. I thought that was where the sting was taking. Please, my bad. Petty cash.
I couldn't touch. If I touched the girl, then I would actually be committing the act of soliciting a prostitute. So the thing was, I had to just sit in the room and
watch.
And like when I call the escort service, I'm calling and I'm like, you know, I'm in town, you know, for a couple hours, blah blah blah. I got a couple hours to kill. I just want a show and whatnot. And they're asking me questions like, do you want two girls? I mean, it's like ordering off of fast food. Do you want blonde? Do you want heavy? Do you want big booty? Do you want big boobs, small booty? You know, it's like I got to pick and choose.
Two for one, bring a friend.
Yeah. And, of course, the sting went bust because they didn't show up, which was part of the story. They would
you
not.
You probably didn't do it right. They saw through you.
I did it just fine. Okay. But, yes, I got
apparently to. Didn't do it at all because you.
I got to be the John in a hooker sting back when I worked at Channel 26. And I got paid for it, too.
Yo, Mr. Hadley, you the guy? All right, how do you want this?
What, you from New York all of a sudden there, Jillian? All of a sudden
Peel
you went...
me like a grape so I can go to my next client.
Part of my thing also, and we can't ignore this with this whole Republicans wanting to ban porn thing, is the whole constitutional issue. Porn is just a...
issue?
What's that?
Prostitutional issue?
Yeah, a prostitutional issue. Constitutionally, porn is a protected right of free speech, the same as making a horror film, writing an article, writing a poem, drawing a picture. It's all freedom of expression. How dare the Republicans try and say, this form of expression is wrong and we are going to ban it. And the Republicans are always the ones going, we want government out of our lives. We want to be able to live our lives as we see fit, except for the stuff we don't fucking like. How dare these sanctimonious motherfuckers tell me what I can watch?
They have the art exhibitions and anything, like not even sexual art, just nudity. They'll have, and I can't remember when the last time was, but it was an actual, you know, exhibit at a museum that an artist was doing. And they went around, maybe this was a college one, they went around and they stuck like boards and stuff, not plywood, but, you know, just cover-ups over the nude parts. And there's always controversy like that whenever there is an explicit art exhibition. That was a mouthful. No pun intended. And so, bazing! I mean, it's just, you know, you do that. And I mean, and I will say, I am not the biggest advocate for, I mean, my husband watches a lot of porn to review. And I mean, I do enjoy the ones with a plot. I'm not into the gratuitous, just, you know, a girl giving a guy a hand job and cum guzzling and things like that. If there's like a funny, you know, plot or something around it, which of course porns don't have the greatest plots, but I love the Alice in Wonderland one. That was hilarious.
In the 70s and 80s, and early 80s, they did.
Yeah. So, I mean, and nowadays you have the spoof porns where some of them, like, you can find on YouTube and whatnot with just the plot points in. And I think Simpsons one, it's like 6 minutes long. And they have some other ones that are coming out, like the Star Wars one, the previews. I'm like, that looks actually funny, as long as, you know, I like a somewhat good balance between the plot and the porn parts. We tried watching the
There
Super
needs
Mario
to be a
Brothers.
Reason that they're fucking, you
yeah.
know?
We tried watching the Super Mario Brothers once, and it was just not, and it was Ron Jeremy, it was not a good balance between the fucking and the plot, and the plot was just bad as even for porn standards. Fine. So, I mean, it's just one of those, I'll come out and say, you know, I'm not against it. I don't know. Like, you've got strip joints, you know, you've got porn, and then you've got prostitution that's illegal, which I never really understood. I mean, I guess, I don't know, you've got so many sluts in the world, you might as well get fucking paid for it. That was always a running joke with my friend, you know how girls are like, bitch, you know, cunt, and slut, whore, at least I get paid for my sex. So, I don't know. I really don't see how that's any different than going out and, you know, just having gratuitous sex for a night. You know, are they going to start outlawing that? And
it's also safer.
No end to what they're going to try and outlaw.
And it's safer. A guy jerking off in a hotel room is much safer than a guy trolling the street looking for a prostitute.
Yeah, they're all going, you know, on the morals. And I mean, you know, you talk to my husband and he will call me a prude in defense of what he enjoys. I am the least prudish in my family, and yet still, you know, compared to the world he comes from, I'm somewhat conservative to an extent.
Well, see, it also comes down to, look at the people who are saying this. Newt Gingrich divorced his first wife, who he was already having an affair on, while she was dying of cancer. Then he left his second wife, who he was having an affair on and who was the affairee in the first one, for his third wife. This is the man going, family values, family values. Yeah. Fuck you, Mr. Gingrich. You are the biggest piece of shit out there. And then there's the whole thing, who the fuck says your values are what's right? Maybe, okay, the bulk of America likes porn. Look at how much money porn makes. That's not all just lonely guys in hotel rooms jacking off. America loves its porn.
I mean, that's the thing, too. Sorry.
Well, I was going to finish up with, and then look at it like this. Do you know where the biggest sales of porn come from? The Bible Belt. These repressed motherfuckers are all the ones that have the little box of VHS tapes and DVDs and butthole toys hidden under the bed. They repress themselves so they can't be free with their sexuality.
Yeah, I think there's a big misconception. A lot of people will come to the conclusion that, oh, well, if prostitution was legal, then, you know, married men will go out and cheat. There's enough married men that go out and cheat and don't need to get a prostitute for it. And, I mean, I will come out and say, I personally would never prostitute myself. That's not my thing, just as I would, you know, never be having sex in a porno or anything. But I honestly, you know, just as a human being, I don't see the difference between porn being okay and prostitution not. And at least that way, you know, I mean, it's kind of like you run the risk of the Craigslist killer type thing where, you know, oh, yeah, I want a prostitute, blah, 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 meet up, and then you get fucking murdered.
Exactly, driving it underground.
Yeah, versus something, you know, where you've got business rooms, things like that. I mean, not that that will ever, ever happen, but I just think that, you know, they just want to, anything that is not with their values, they're just trying to get rid of. I mean, well, you look at all the anti-gay stuff, and they're trying to, you know, I think I just saw something, a petition that's going around, because I think it's New Guinea. They're talking about in there, they're trying to make being gay illegal and punishable by death.
In the 80s, South Africa, homosexuality was punishable by death.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you just look at that, and obviously, you know, we're not that bad. I just think everybody is up in everybody else's business government wise way more than they should be. And I, you know, there's no difference. I mean, if you trust your husband, you trust your husband or wife or, you know, mate, whatever. And if prostitution was legal, there is no difference than, you know, going out with the guys or going out with the girls and running the risk that they're going to cheat on you with some random bar slut. At least if prostitution was legal, you'd see money coming out of the account. So people that are worried about the fact that, you know, oh, if prostitution was legal, more people would do it. It's like, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do no matter what.
Well, and
so,
then it also, I'm totally stealing this from George Carlin, but the whole idea of prostitution being illegal makes no sense. Selling is legal. Fucking is legal. So why is selling fucking illegal? Why is it illegal to sell something that's perfectly legal to give away?
And that's the thing, too, is like, so are you going to start outlawing premarital sex? I don't understand that. And the whole notion of no sex before marriage, you know, I respect if that is your decision. At the same time, though, you know, look at, if you're doing that just because you think that, you know, your marriage will last longer, I really don't understand that. That's your religious belief, right on, but you're going to be hard-pressed to find someone who is in the same boat as you. So all these people who are saying, you know, sex is wrong, oh, this is a whole nother subject, but the whole abstinence pledges and all that stuff, it's like, I don't know.
And then,
this subject just branches off into so many different things.
Well, and then to go back to prostitution real quick, then what is the actual definition of prostitution? The receiving of money for sex? Or let's say it remains illegal. How about exchange of goods and services? I take you out to dinner, I take you out to a movie, and I buy you 3 DVDs and I get a blowjob for that. Technically,
that's just a girlfriend.
True.
I'm sorry.
No, that's a good one. But I'm just saying, literally no money exchanged hands, but goods and services were exchanged. So would they outlaw that kind of thing, which is basically dating?
Well, then I would just, you know, draw a little stick figure on a piece of paper because I don't want to spend that much time and be like, here, I drew you a picture. Oh, that is the bestest picture I've ever seen. Here is $500. Oh, thank you. That made me so happy. I want to have sex with you.
No, it's boom, chicka, bang, meow. You got to get into it.
I know. I'm like running on not a good voice. I've been on the phone for the Snob Movie over the past like 5 days consistently and running on
very low speed. Yeah, you guys should have heard her before the show. She was just kind of,
No.
I'm not going to talk about what we talked about. I'm just
always peppy. Jillian.
No, you're not. You were always just, you were just, like, I'm so exhausted. And then I'm like, once we get going, your dander will get up and you'll get moving along. And you did.
Bray need food for smart making.
I am so smart. I am so smart. SMRT. I mean, SMART. So what it comes down to is I want to hear this from listeners. 1201beyond@gmail.com. Email me. How many of you, especially if you are Republican, I'm not saying this in a demeaning way, but if you are a Republican, I want to hear whether you back these sanctimonious motherfuckers that want to outlaw porn and how they make the decision of what's art and what's not. It all goes back to the Robert Mapplethorpe thing of the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where again, Republicans decided what was art and what was filth. They do not have the right for that. What's that?
He was the one that did, like, the pee Jesus, right?
No.
Like, the Jesus and the thing of urine?
No, he didn't do Piss Christ. Mapplethorpe did the bullwhip up a guy's ass. He did the, it was called the XY exhibit, where it would show, like, a black guy with a huge flaccid penis, and then it would be contrasted with a just beautifully shot photo of like a calla lily drooping at the same angle, so there was a certain symmetry to him, and there was like a guy pissing in another guy's mouth and a fisting scene, and there was like S&M pictures.
I get slapped by my art teachers.
Yeah, so it was, go back to the Robert Mapplethorpe thing. Republicans said this is filth and it has to be banned, and America fought back and said, "Fuck you! You do not get to legislate what is art." And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They are saying a Friday the 13th movie has more validity as art than the Texas Vibrator Massacre. And it does not.
Even before that, I mean, you look at Georgia O'Keeffe and the Calla Lilies with, you know, the symbolism of vaginas, and people got, you know, their skirts up in a twist about that. I mean, any kind of expression that someone doesn't like, there's always going to be, you know, there's always going to be, no matter what you have, I don't care. If it's, you know, clothing, whether it's, you know, a design of furniture, art, movies, music, anything, you're going to have people on both sides of the fence where people absolutely hate it. You look at, you know, dresses, especially the Oscars. That's the biggest thing. That was inappropriate. And other people are like, dude, I would so rock that. Anything people have, you know, differing opinions about. And so anyone that feels something is so wrong, they want to go on a crusade and make it, you know, my opinion is this, so it should be everybody's opinion. And people in positions of power abuse that to where, you know, these are my beliefs and this is what goes. I mean, look at skimpy clothing. Are you going to say, oh, you can't show your midriff anymore when you go clubbing, or you can't have really low cut things when you're on TV because that's inappropriate? And it's just... I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, I'm not going to pull religion too deep into this, but I want to finish this segment off by saying, just today, I believe it was Rick Santorum that said, do you want to live in a country where church and state are separate? That offends me that people of faith are not able to practice their faith in public. What he is saying is, if I get elected, all you non-Christians, you're done. And that offends me.
Yeah, it's one of those, I'm not... too worried about it, because there's just such outrageous claims and things these people are saying that I hope that, you know, people are smart enough to see the flaws in what they're saying. But I mean, not to get too political, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you look at how many people backed Bachman and everything, and it's if
she was batshit insane.
Apologize. Right. And I mean, if you were one of those people, I'm sorry, but she said some not so SMRT things. And so, I don't know. I just think, not to sound too cynical, the things are just getting so ridiculous now. It almost makes me just weary of the future. You look at, you know, there's always been controversy throughout time, but I think we're getting so overly PC and so, you know, people are on both sides of the, or on extremes of the fence, to where either ultra conservative or, you know, you get to the point where it's kind of anything goes, when I'm of the stance where, you know, there is a line between too much and not, and a lot of people wouldn't agree with that.
So let's just end this on saying, neither Jillian or I, who are pretty much on opposite sides of about everything, believe that any kind of art should be legislated and the Republicans should not be trying to ban porn, which I really don't think would be feasible even if they attempted it. Like I said, you'd have to just turn the internet off to America, because the internet is 98.97% porn.
Well, actually, not only that, but are, you know, ban of porn, meaning you can't get paid for it? Or if it's out there, it's out there. Because then you run into that whole thing and be like, well, I'm not getting paid. We just videotaped it and stuck it up on this. And they have age limitations for a reason. You know, you've got adult themed movies. If you want to raise the age, you know, from 18 to 21, like they do for drinking, so be it, if that's your concern. But I don't know. And we've got another subject for next week that's overly PC things, too.
That seems to be the new focus of the show. We're taking on overly PC dipshits.
It's kind of funny because when you'd asked me to be on this show, my stipulation was, I don't want to get too political and I don't want to do this because I just didn't want to get into anything where, you know, people, oh my God, I can't believe I said
that. Yeah, you're the one sending me
all
these.
Current events are now.
Except, you're the one sending me all of these articles,
I
too.
I know. You sucked me into a vile world of...
of what the fuck.
Yes.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen to the flight of the vampire bats summoned from Hades to kill, to destroy. See Kiss of the Vampire in color.
All right, Hart, so you and I talk, you know, usually more than a couple of times a week. Have you seen all this stuff about all the people on the internet that want to rape the hate out of me?
What? No. Tell me some more about this, Josh.
The fans, I can't use the word fans, the people over on Radiodrome that hate me think that they can rape the hate out of me. And, of course, they do it all anonymously under hidden email addresses and hidden pseudonyms because they're too much of pussies to actually come out and say it. Well, the other night, one of them called my house with a blocked phone number, of course, so I couldn't call him back, and he asked if my wife would get off seeing me raped. And today, I got a picture of a guy's penis in the mail. It gets to the point where it's funny for a little bit. Now you've drugged my family into this. This is not funny anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, what you're dealing with here is you're dealing with bullies, and they're using anonymity to hide because they're pussies. At the end of the day, they're cock-sucking, pole-smoking, candy-ass pussies. You heard it from me. Art D. Fisher, I'm telling you right now, all these people who write these anonymous internet threats or this anonymous hate mail, put your real name on it, faggot. And yeah, I said the word faggot because it applies to you because you're acting like a fucking faggot, an asshole, a jerk, a piece of shit, a cunt with teeth. I've dealt with stalkers a lot in my career. And the thing is, Josh, is if you're getting threats, you're on the right path. The more threats you get, the more you got to keep doing what you're doing. The more people want to try to intimidate you, that's when you got to go for it. The great thing about this day and age right now is most people don't understand that it's a lot easier to track your IP than you think. What's an IP? Oh, that's your internet address at your home. So unless you're Mr. Clever Hacker, you're a lot easier to find than you think. And if you're making phone calls, well, then you're really easy to find. And they've got a lot of great laws on the books now about stalkers and about harassment. I have a problem with bullies. It's part of why I do what I do. That's the epitome of candy ass to me. You want to be a real man. You want to be a tough guy. Don't hide behind the children when you want to ban something because it bothers you. Don't hide behind the fact that you're married when you're really gay in the closet when you want to ban gay marriage. There's a lot of things out there we got to deal with, America. And sending this dude here, poor Josh, these dick pictures, I'm laughing my ass off, spitting their fucking face. When I used to get death threats, I loved answering the phone for these candy-ass fuckers. I loved taunting them. I had a gay stalker, a female stalker. I've dealt with a lot of crazy shit. I've had my house robbed because the news broadcast I was out of town. I used to get death threats on a regular basis. I used to carry a gun all the time. And I understand that you've got a family and you've got a wife. And what you do is not her responsibility. So if somebody's making threats or wants to scare your wife, you're dealing with a very weak person. They're pussies. They're wimps.
The way I looked at it,
they can't get it up.
The way I looked at it was, I can take it. It's all fun and games. We even joked about it on the show numerous times for a couple of weeks. But once you start dragging my family into it, it's not fun anymore. It's not fun and games anymore, and you've crossed a line. And to me, if you're listeners of my show and you're going to be doing this kind of thing, frankly, I don't want you as a listener. I don't want
well, that and,
piece
you know,
of garbage like that.
There's always the law. I've dealt with this before. And the great thing about the law is they're there to work for you, Josh. So if you've got this letter, take it to the man. If somebody called you on the phone from a blocked number, you call the phone company and you tell them that they're threatening you, that your family is afraid, and they're going to act on this. Because here's the thing, you got to build a body of evidence. I've dealt with rape victims. I've dealt with stalkers. And I've been there at the police station with the girl who's been victimized as we walk through it. And it's the same way every time. My advice to people out there who are listening, you got to take action. So, Josh, you got to go to the phone company and say, hey, I got a threat at this hour. Just because the number was blocked doesn't mean the phone company doesn't know whose number it was. All that bullshit you see on TV where they're like, we need another 90 seconds to trace the call. Everything's on a computer. They know where you are. You make that call, they know. They don't need to keep you on the phone line. They know where you are.
Part of the reason that people are doing this is what I don't understand, Hart. Is this fun to some people? Because
yeah, hell yeah. It is fun, Josh. And just you being on the show and saying that your wife was afraid gets them off. They get off on it because they're weak pussies. And they get off on this by hiding behind a fake name on the web. They're going to sit there and they're going to laugh about it, dude. So you can't give them your pain. You got to keep your pain to yourself. It's yours. They're weak. Make it tough on these people. Hit back. That's the thing I love about these guys who think they're anonymous. They're not. And the police are waiting. They can't wait to throw your ass in jail.
Well, you know what's really funny? The guy that sent me his cock picture, he goes by the name Big Black. He's a white dude with a little cock.
That could be considered a hate crime.
So I find that really funny that he goes by the internet name Big Black. And hey, Mr. Smart Guy, you do realize that you put your return address on the letter, right? So now I've got your real name, you dumb fuck. People don't think.
It's one of those things, Josh. It's one of those things. That's kind of the problem with all right, I'm a public figure. I got a big mouth. There's going to be people that are going to be unhappy with what we have to say. And some of these people are going to express them in juvenile ways, in threatening ways. It happens. I mean, that's part of the world. You know, unfortunately, part of being a public figure, you know, it is something that we do end up having to deal with. I've had numerous threats throughout my life. I've had numerous people threaten me, wish harm on my family, you know, and it's something that's going to happen, especially if you're in the business of provoking public opinion. That is something we have to face as creators, that sometimes we're going to push buttons on people and we're going to get some reactions. I was walking down the street in downtown LA and I was wearing a Jesus Hates You t-shirt. I nearly got into a fist fight with a stranger. Now, I wasn't expecting that, but it happened.
The way I look at it is, like you said, these are very small people who think they're getting tough. But frankly, I'm not afraid. I mean, I'm not trying to be all tough and go, oh, they don't scare
me.
No,
you're angry though, Josh.
Yes,
I'm angry. You're pissed off.
Yes, I'm angry. Because to me, there's a line when you send me an email with your name on it and go, how did the ass pounding go? Okay, that's funny, that's jovial. When you start sending me cock pictures and asking if my wife would get off seeing me raped, you've crossed a line. And that's the problem. People don't know there's a line, and they cross it. That makes me wonder, what kind of person would find that funny? That's what angers me.
I think a regular person would find it funny, Josh. That's the thing about where we are in our society. We laugh at some pretty cruel things. We joke about some pretty brutal stuff. And they hit a nerve with you, man. They hit a nerve with you. And my only advice as a public figure is deaden that nerve, man. Deaden that nerve. Because we're going to continue to upset people, Josh.
It's going
to happen. We're going to upset more people.
I sure
should
hope so.
Be more than dick pictures in your future.
Unfortunately, hey, the way I look at it, if nothing else, and I'm going to be a whore here, if they want to intimidate me like this, go buy like a big butt plug from adamandeve.com using my code and send that to my house. At least that's something I could use.
When you get somebody who's got a return address, go make a report with the police. You get a threatening phone call and the number is blocked. You call the phone company, you call the police. Because if something nutty does happen, you're going to want to have a clear path for the prosecution. Dude, this is the voice of experience talking. They can't do anything unless there's already a record. So, the police can't help you unless you show them that, here's the record. Here's where the phone started. Then the letter started. Until you show them the escalation of violence, if they come in too late, you know, you bring them in when the violence has already escalated, they got rules they got to follow. You got to help give them the tools they need to help you.
Like I said, I found it funny at first until you started dragging my wife into it and my home where my son lives. My son's the one who opened that letter.
That's something that you don't want your child seeing.
Yeah, that's not funny. Because I gave my address out on the show because I'm on Radio Drome. I'm running a contest to give away some DVDs. And I don't have a business address. So I figured, what's the harm? You know, I'll get some people entering the contest. No big deal. And then I get cock pictures. And it's
And now they can profile your house because of Google satellite maps. I've got a real problem with these Google satellite maps because I've been robbed because of the media being careless with information about my life and just throwing it out there. And I got robbed for it more than one fucking time. I see Google Maps and I go, it's stalker's wet dream. I can't believe this shit is legal.
The internet has given these people, besides anonymity, it's given the stalker all the
tools
that they
man.
Need. Yeah, exactly. It's given them
it's true.
Every
it's
tool
true.
That
I've
they
had
need.
People use my blog to take me apart, Josh. I've had villains use my blog to hire staff away, to create lies, to create mischief. And that's actually one of the reasons why I no longer do an online blog. My online blog of 10 years is gone.
Yeah, I noticed your war journal. Your war journal vanished a while ago.
Yep, I had to take it down. I had some issues with people using this information against myself and against other people that I knew. And I couldn't allow that.
You've got some business, some TV channel you run, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, things are going pretty good for American Horrors. And, you know, people at home should tune in every Tuesday night, 7-ish my time, 9-ish your time in the Midwest. And it's True Crimes, which we talk about this stuff. Last week we had an episode about bank robbery, and the stuff that we talked about on the air will blow your mind, especially every person who thinks they're safe in a bank. They might want to watch this episode of True Crimes. And then this week we had the special on myself, where I talked about the murders in my life and about crime and about horror, Garbage Man, the true crimes that happened behind the scenes that influenced the film. So Tuesday, we're going to be having a encore broadcast of the season premiere coming up. Really urge people watching at www.filmon.com.
It's only $2 a month. You guys can
afford
it.
And now it's free for anybody with an iPhone, an iPad, or an Android. Just download the Filmon app, and you can be watching American Horrors free for the next month.
And then we have a small update on the Marvel Can Suck My Cock shirts as well, don't we?
That's correct. If you want to order a Marvel Can Suck My Cock shirt, go ahead and email us at pr@AmericanHorrors.com. We're taking orders right now. We're going to have the link up at AmericanHorrors.com to take orders on this. We've got the design set. And actually, Glenn Danzig, of all people, gave me some great legal advice about this shirt. So I can't wait to get these things out there. Oh, you gave me some kick-ass advice on dealing with Disney's lawyers. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for the dark god of metal looking out for me.
All hell breaks loose in The Evil, a chilling tale of supernatural suspense. The Evil, rated R, no one under 17 admitted without doubt.
All right, so Jillian, last week we talked Facebook Dad. You and I disagreed on it, but Facebook Dad apparently got taken to task by Dr. Phil.
He's back!
And Facebook Dad made another post. And frankly, this one I have a feeling you'll agree with me on, that I think Facebook Dad was right yet again. He more or less chastised Dr. Phil for doing the exact same thing. Okay, what Dr. Phil did was he chastised Facebook Dad for doing what he did and overreacting the way he did, which in Facebook Dad points out, well, Dr. Phil, aren't you doing the exact same thing to me that you claimed I was wrong for doing to my child?
He's an adult, though.
Well, and also, Dr. Phil is also kind of sanctimonious, and he thinks he has the right to tell other people how to live their lives when they didn't ask for it. Because this guy never asked for Dr. Phil's opinion. Dr. Phil just decided, well, that guy was wrong, so I'm going to tell him.
When you put something out of the internet, you are automatically opening yourself up for ridicule and opinion. So anyone, I mean, I see it on Facebook all the time. Someone will post something and be like, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, why do you have to say stuff? And I don't understand why I'm getting crap. And it's like, you put it out there. If you're going to make a statement, you're going to get feedback on it. And just because it's not positive, you can't get butthurt over it. So my thing is, okay, number one, I don't like Dr. I don't fucking watch his show. However, the Facebook, you keep calling him Facebook dad. I always called him laptop dad. But this guy, he even says, well, yeah, maybe I did overreact and, you know, this and that. It's like, you knew exactly what you were doing. Yes, Dr. Phil is, you know, calling him out, but I think that this dad is just, he's posting these videos as almost a publicity stunt. I mean, is he going to post a video on every single person that ridicules him? I mean, he had things on the news. He's fucking quoting demographics and people that agree with him. So you can't tell me that this was just a shtick for him to be like, oh, see, you know, how do you like it? He is following this shit. And so the fact that, I mean, he's watching these things.
I got to interrupt you on that one.
Sorry.
He said he got all the stats because he was contacted by NBC News. They wanted him to come on Good Morning America. They were the ones that gave him those stats. It didn't seem to me he was seeking those stats out. It seemed to me that those were given to him by NBC News.
Yeah, but he's been following. I mean, he even states, he's like, I didn't post it on Facebook because I've got too many comments and feedback and things like that. And it's like, you know, he's doing this. The fact that he's posting a video in reply to Dr. Phil is to make it more viral. Like, he's like, well, I went viral and, you know, I can't help that, can't do anything about it now. So the thing of it is, it's like, if you did something, you made a mistake or whatever, and he's just, you know, Dr. Phil's big, he's trying to get on the show, or he just, you know, is trying to keep up with things. Because you can't tell me that replying to something like that isn't going to cause, I mean, it did, you know, you got it, and he's just posting these videos to try and stay in the loop or whatever. And the thing about it is that he's like, oh, well, you know, I got my tail whipped and this and that, and talking about everything on how the punishment should fit the crime. And, you know, he contradicts himself in saying that. And then he's like, oh, okay, well, did go overboard, can't do anything about that now. And you can't tell me that from the time he planned all that out and shot the laptop and posted it on, you know, the Facebook, that he, that once didn't go through his mind. And so by him saying that he went overboard...
He's right about people like Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's entire career is built on doing the exact thing that Dr. Phil was chastising him for. Dr. Phil's entire career is bringing pathetic people onto his show so he can tell them, you're wrong, you're living your life wrong, you're thinking wrong, and you should be listening to me. And all these sheeple that go onto his show, do it! He's a controlling fuck. Dr. Phil is one of the biggest bags of wind out there this side of Rush fucking Limbaugh.
But my thing is, though, you know, this guy, this video, you know, he's aware it went viral, and he's posting another video arguing the fact whether you like Dr. Phil or not. I'm not even addressing that issue. It's the fact that he's replying with a video addressing everything, and it's just to stir up controversy. I mean, what happened? You know, we're talking about it now. There's a buzz about it, and it's just going to keep going back and forth because, of course, Dr. Phil is either going to have a rebuttal or he's going to not reply to it, to which it's going to be like, haha, I was right. I mean, how many videos is this dad going to have to post before everybody gets sick of him? That's the thing. It's just, I don't see the reason, especially if he's like, oh, okay, you know, yeah, I went too far. You know, he's essentially still airing shit out in public, and he's like, oh, yeah, I humiliated her, you know, and I don't know. I don't really give a shit about this guy. I'm talking about it because you want to. I really...
Because I think the guy's right, and I love the fact that he called out Dr. Phil, and all these shows. I mean, now we're about to seg into these talk shows. We've talked about them before, where it, you know, now it's become paternity television. But
you are the father.
Right. And then you've got one like there's this Dr. Oz or something like that. Which
oh, the health doctor guy.
I've never seen an episode of the show, but back when I worked at Channel 32, we ran that. So I saw promos constantly. They were constantly editing promos for that thing. And that guy is kind of like a medical version of Dr. Phil. You're not living a healthy life. I'm going to bring you onto my show and I'm going to show you everything you're doing wrong. All these shows are about not, I have a problem, I would like your opinion. It's, I'm right, and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. That, I can't stand that kind of attitude. And in a way, that's what we're doing right now. We're taking these stories, you and I, and telling them why we think they're wrong.
I know, that's why I don't understand what your big problem is. But you know what? With these talk shows, whether you think it's exploitation or not, these people free to go. They're not ransacking their homes with video cameras being like, oh, what, you know, you're fat and we need to get you healthy. I mean, these people are coming on the show. You know,
because
you sign agreements.
They're getting starstruck.
But, I mean, it's like that with anything. You get reality shows, everything like that. They're like, oh, that's just exploiting those people. It's like they know what they're in for when they go on it.
But it's also exploiting their own stupidity. Because all of a sudden, let's say you're a piece of trailer trash. You've never had anything, you know, really fancy or good. All of a sudden, you're offered a free trip to Los Angeles, dinner at these great restaurants, staying at this great hotel. All you gotta do is come on our show for 1 hour and tell us how pathetic your life is and let us laugh at you. So some people are gonna go, you know what? That's worth it.
And so you shouldn't pity them. They know what they're in for.
But exploiting the stupid is a pitiable offense.
But you know what? Then everybody who's watching it is just as guilty, because if it didn't get ratings, it went on the air. You can't blame just the network for it, because if people didn't watch those shows, they wouldn't be making them. So, you know, if you're watching those shows and getting enjoyment out of it, you're just as guilty.
I haven't watched a daytime talk show or one of those type of shows since back when Springer was in the chair throwing phase. So I can say my hands are clean on this. All I ever see of these shows is the promos that make me go, ugh.
You put your seed in my daughter's belly, but Pa, she came on to me.
But your brother and sister, you can't be doing this.
But I cheated on the dog for you.
Oh my God, you can get pregnant in the butt. The thing about the talk shows and the thing about Facebook Dad going viral, like you said, you are correct in the fact that, yes, this is what people want to see. That's part of the problem of people like Dr. Phil. I consider them predators. They're a predator. They're out there looking for weak-willed, weak-minded people to leap on so they can feed off their carcass for a week.
Well, isn't that essentially what we're doing?
No, because we are stalking the predators. So I consider us a higher form of scumbag.
If it bleed, we kill.
If it bleeds.
Predator! You said we're stalking the predators!
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's right. That's what I thought, and then I went backwards. I am so not articulate today. My brain is tired from the snob movie doings.
It's not making the good word soundings.
My mama learned me how to read good.
And so, yeah, to me, a show like What the Fuck and shows like it are necessary to kind of shine a light on the predators out there like Dr. Phil. If any of you people ever think about going on Dr. Phil, you're stupid. And in a way, I feel bad for you. And in a way, I think you get what you deserve. But then
any talk show that is, you know, talking about your issues, fuck, they had, I forget what talk show, maybe it was like Jenny Jones or something. They would always have the, you know, are a teen and you're sick of your parents? Call Jenny Jones. And I think she finally went off the air when it was that one thing where it was like a gay lover that, or no, it was a guy that had a secret admirer, because they used to do those.
Yeah, and then he killed him. Yeah, he killed him.
And he
him.
Was gay, and then he killed the guy. The guy that was, you know, secret admirer revealed, because he was such a homophobe, he went and actually killed this person that brought him on the show. And also you had those talk shows where they would bring people and they thought they were getting a free makeover, and then it turned out to be some crazy I'm cheating on you shit. Those were the worst. But people that just go on these shows and they ask to be on the shows, aside from those who are brought on under false pretenses, but if you are like, hey, I want to be on your show, I want to talk about this, you are opening yourself up for the ridicule. You know, you're opening yourself up to have all of your shit aired out in public. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to feel sorry for you, because you know what you were in for. You've obviously seen the show before. You contacted them and you went on. Just if you're going to get positive feedback, that's your own fault. So my problem with Laptop Dad, whatever Dr. Phil, you know, I don't give a shit that he was being talked about on Dr. Phil. I don't give a care about Dr. Phil. But the thing of it is this guy keeps making these videos so that he can stay viral. Because he even comments on that. He's like, I went viral and I can't help that. Can't do anything about it now. So he's getting this attention. He's getting public networks coming to him about this story. So he's going to keep it going and milk it for all, you know, it's worth. That's what I'm saying. It's no longer
the true
about,
American way, Jillian. The true American
no
way.
It's no longer about my daughter did something stupid and I'm gonna, you know, ridicule her on Facebook. And, you know, even Dr. Phil saying, you know, you embarrassed your child, things like that, you know, never do that. You know, that was kind of my issue, that it wasn't even really going to have that. But honestly, you know, you've got all of these people that were right on, and you've got the demographic
like
that
me.
Say you're batshit crazy.
Like you.
The problem I have with polls and people coming to polls, it's there are so many people in America that, you know, there's going to be those people that don't give a shit and don't participate in the polls. I don't understand polls on public issues like this, you know, outside of political, because they do have demographics, you know, that's a different story. But, you know, what do you think of this? It's such a small part. It's such a small representation of the entire nation. You know, even though it's 125,000 people, it's still not an equal basis. You know, you've got 125...
It's the same thing with TV ratings. You know, you've got a couple of thousand people deciding what shows get watched. And they say, well, this one person, he represents 25,000 people. And you go, not really, no. So, no, I agree with you on the whole polling thing. That shit's always been
skewed.
He's
like, oh, well, this many people agree with me. It's like, well, guess what? Probably more people, you know, were in love with Bachman and she was a twit. So, you know, him saying that and just quoting the polls, you know, explaining that it was a mistake and, you know, that he felt bad about it or whatever. But it's like, you know, you grounded her for 3 months saying something else. You aired it all out. You shot her fucking laptop. You posted it online. You're commenting upon how viral you went. So it really, really seems like a publicity stunt. And he's just going to comment upon any bad publicity to be like, oh, hey, I'm back and here's my opinion.
Well, I guess we'll have to see if Dr. Phil responds to him and then he responds to Dr. Phil. And we'll have to see if this daisy chains its way out of this.
I mean, honestly, I am really sick of Laptop Dad. I don't want to talk about him again.
All right, I won't bring it up again. I won't bring it up again, Jillian.
No. I don't mean bring, like, I mean, obviously we're doing the show now, but I mean, if there's a third video or a fourth, we just be like, Laptop Dad's at it again. I really am sick of this guy. I don't have anything else to say on him. I think he's just, I don't know.
All right, well, we got to wrap up, but next week we're going to be adding a new segment to the show, Jillian's Idea. We haven't come up with a name for it yet, but it's going to be a quick 1 or 2 minute thing where we just point out something really dumb that happened in America.
Kind of like the Darwin Awards, but with news stories or events, just something that is just so, you know, it's like, why is that newsworthy and why did that happen in the first place?
Yeah, things that aren't, they don't merit a full segment. But we want to talk about them anyway, so we haven't come up with a name yet.
You should just call it, really?
See, I wanted to have Jillian going, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. And then I wanted to use that as the soundbite to go into it. But she's like, well, why don't I just do it live every week?
Yeah, if you're going to do a soundbite of me, I'm here. I can just say something and make it apply on the spot.
But I can put music under it and make it epic like our opening.
I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. So where can we find JJ?
JJ is on... I actually tried to go by a JT for a while. My mom was like, no, because my middle name starts with a T. You can find me on Twitter under Mrs. JZ Jones. I'm on Facebook, Jillian Zarowski Jones. I'll come up with either. And I am on thecinemasnob.com with my husband's site. He's on Radiodrome with Josh Hadley.
Woohoo! You can find me at my new website, 1201beyond.com. You can contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And you can read my column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com every week. And my old It Came From Beyond Midnight videos, and some new ones coming very soon, are also at geekjuicemedia.com.
Geek Juice sounds like what happens when I see very geeky things on TV.
Like that Sailor Moon wallet you wanted to buy?
No, that didn't really geek juice me, but more like when Bill Hader was Professor Snape on that Harry Potter 2020. But, you know, I geekgasmed like 10 times during that.
Good night.